Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was fascinated listening to and marveling at a podcast about how neuroscience is trying to help people who suffer from such things as post-traumatic stress disorder. Currently, the chemistry used to help people affects all of the brain. But if only the amygdala in the brain could be targeted, or if the amygdala could be observed in a way that would help predict PTSD, then further help could be given to those suffering. It was the description here that intrigued me, that when trauma is extinguished in the brain, a process that the brain can do, the person doesn't forget what has happened, but that memory, or the stimulus that triggers the memory, no longer produces the stress today. In the course of the podcast, I also heard the medical distinction between fear and anxiety. Both can be positive and negative for us. Fear is a response to an obvious threat, which gets us almost instantly into fight or flight mode to get us to safety. When the specific something is gone, the fear subsides, and we return to our normal. Anxiety is more diffuse, more general, more persistent, and something that often has no obvious trigger, but can spur us into preparedness, or hamper and affect daily living in minor and major ways, and can be part of one's life for a long time. So, where am I going with all this? Well, you're going into my brain. I wondered whether the biblical writers had the same understanding of fear and anxiety. Jesus told his followers not to be anxious about food, drink, clothes, your Father will provide, about tomorrow, or about what to say when challenged about your faith. Jesus also on many occasions told his followers not to be afraid, and these messages can be found throughout the Bible as well. That means that anxiety and fear are part of our lives, which is why there are so many references to help us with anxiety and fear. The logic that the follower of Jesus will not be anxious or afraid, and if you are, you're not a true follower of Jesus, is false and destructive, and dare I say it, anxiety and fear producing. No. Jesus each day helps us to face the day. Yes, we are an accumulation of all our yesterdays. That includes the tough stuff, the sins we've done, the evil done to us. And that Jesus has always been with us, helping, forgiving, and blessing. This is the truth of the cross and empty tomb lived out in our lives as we look back on our yesterdays. Jesus has never abandoned us, and so we can face today. The second random neuron I had was that this neurological idea of extinction in the brain, where the person can remember the event or come across the stimulus, but it doesn't trigger the stress now, is a way I describe forgiveness. Forgiveness is never amnesia, but it is when the follower of Jesus who has been wronged does not seek payment from the person who has wronged them. Instead, they pay the price themselves and seek reconciliation. This involves making it clear to the perpetrator that a wrong or evil has been done, and it is hopeful that this would produce repentance, an apology, and making amends. But the goal remains that the one who is wronged works towards the reconciliation, because Jesus has forgiven them. Such forgiveness means that past wrongs may not be forgotten, though they may seep away in the sands of time. But they are no longer dragged into the present as ammunition or emotion that affects the relationship today. And so, I was open-mouthed in appreciation at those who study our physiology and want to help people. We are truly fearfully and wonderfully made. and at how Jesus loves us as we are and gives himself to us so that we can face anxieties and fears each day. Jesus helps us in our relationship with others by teaching us to forgive. The world is still the world, pandemic, fear, and death notwithstanding. But Jesus is in the world, and his sacrifice, love, and presence means that we are loved. And that's the best way to face each day, no matter what comes. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and you are eager to give more than we desire or deserve. Forgive us those things that make our conscience afraid, and give us those things that we are not worthy to ask for, except through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.